Bye today on a Wednesday all the way through until 12 with myself, Alex, and in the studio today, Naima Jawani, who's child development psychologist from the Human Relations Institute in Knowledge Village. It is Knowledge Village, isn't
it?
That you're based. Just checking. Thank you very much for your messages. 4001 is the SMS number. And thank you to Bilal, who says thanks for the reply. He grew up in Dubai and is schooled in Dubai, and thanks for answering his questions. Well, we were talking earlier about how to interact with children and really being able to constantly talk to them, which I don't think I'm going to have an issue with, because I talk to my cats like you wouldn't believe. But we had a text message in saying, I just don't feel like I have an appetite to speak to my three-month child. Is that a bad thing?
Not necessarily. It is 3 months. You know, this child is 3 months. So one of the most difficult things, and I think especially for parents who first-time parents, it's sort of, especially when they're not able to interact back. At 3 months, your child is not really able to do much language-wise. They're definitely not able to answer back. They're not even able to babble at all. They're just able to sort of get, you know, sort of eye contact is still developing, hanging on to you for touch is still developing. So those are the things that are kind of going to be focused on in terms of their development. This parent will probably be more comfortable when the child is going to be able to respond as they grow older, whether it's responding to a gesture, such as a hug or a kiss or, you know, smiling back or cooing as soon as they receive some kind of affection. The parent will probably feel more comfortable then interacting in sort of language-wise. It is important, however, to start to develop language from a very early age, you know, and we were talking about bathing them in language, even as much as 3 months. The child can already recognize the difference between mother's voice and a stranger's voice.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have recognition
of
sounds? Yes,
so much. So many studies have shown, you know, and they've done it by putting pacifiers in these child's mouths at 3 months, even as young as 1.5 months, and measured how they respond to a stranger's voice, reading a familiar story that the mother may have read when the child was in the womb, compared to the mother reading the actual story. And they will suck twice as fast, twice as hard when they hear the mother's voice, indicating a familiarity for it.
Oh, right. So, yeah. So they're even picking up while they're still in the womb.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's 9 months of them hearing the exact same voice over and over again.
One of the girls we had in yesterday, Lisa, who's a fitness instructor, she's 8 months pregnant, seven and a half, 8 months pregnant. And every time there was a break, she was saying, I cannot believe how much my baby is moving and kicking. And
really?
She said she never, you know.
You don't think about that. No one really talks about it either. And then all of a sudden.
She thought it was because she was constantly speaking. She was sort of overemphasizing things because obviously she was in the studio. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, that is
really laughing about it. So there we go. I hope that answers your question. Another one then. My daughter understands our native language, but she's really shy in using it. What could be the reason for this? She's actually 7 years old.
Yeah. It is important to encourage, if this is important to your family and your values, to be able to encourage her to use your native language. One of the best ways of going about this is just speak to her in that native language. Speak to her and make sure that you direct your attention as soon as she speaks in that native language. So even if it means just asking her to speak a couple of words a day, reward her for those couple of words a day, either through your attention, through praise. Go into materialistic rewards if you really want to, although I kind of refrain from doing that. But every time that she has, you know, bothered, pushed herself to use that language, make sure that you acknowledge it and say, that sounded so sweet coming out of your mouth. I love it when you speak our mother tongue. Why don't we try and do just 5 minutes a day of it and then slowly increase that on a daily basis. So the 5 becomes 10, 10 becomes an hour, for example. And that for that 1 hour, we will only speak in that language. And the idea is not to push her to only speak in that language the whole time, but just do it in a graded fashion. Mm. So you know that, you know, she's comfortable just starting to speak it. And one of the biggest things is reassure her that you're not going to criticize her if she doesn't get it right. Because sometimes, you know, contrary to what parents believe, that's what their children are anxious about. Am I going to be judged if I don't string these words correctly together? Am I going to be judged if the accent doesn't come out right? Is somebody going to laugh at me? And as long as the child is constantly being reassured that no matter what comes out of your mouth, it will be encouraged, it may be corrected, but in a very loving, affectionate way. Mm. That would be a good place to start.
Very interesting. Thank you. We also had a question about... Hi, my child is 3 years and 8 months and has a problem with going to the bathroom. He never informs me that he needs to use the toilet. He cannot speak and does not even understand the simplest commands, although he does have a good understanding of reading body language, but doesn't grasp the spoken word.
Yeah, that's very, very important. He's almost 4 years, and that's probably the biggest reason toilet training cannot work if your child cannot follow directions. If your child is not able to speak, if your child is not able to communicate, just express themselves, toilet training becomes very, very difficult. So my advice to this parent is don't come down hard on this child in this specific area, only because it's depending on another area, which is their language development. And if he's not able to express himself at 4, then he definitely needs to be seen by a specialist, ideally a speech therapist, an occupational therapist. This would be a really good place to start because, you know, one of the biggest symptoms of these children comes out in their behavior, but it's only because it's linked to a core problem. And in this case, the core problem is this inability to express themselves. Mm. He can understand a lot, which is excellent. He can read body signals, which is excellent. But as long as at 4 years, he's not able to speak what he wants to say, it's going to lead to frustration. Mm. He's not doing this to bother you or to irritate you. He actually perhaps doesn't have the words to be able to say, I need to go to the bathroom now. Mm. And toilet training is sort of depending on those words, you know, that ability. The other side of it would be, well, he can physically go to the bathroom, but words make up our thoughts. If he doesn't have those words yet, his thoughts may not be as developed as regular, typically developing 4-year-old.
Yes.
It's not at all too late for this parent, for this child. It is important that they seek some professional help, though.
Yeah, definitely. We have had a story in. I know this child who didn't speak until the age of 3, but suddenly at that age started talking in almost complete sentences. As this child has skipped part of the normal speech pattern, is it likely that they'll grow to be a normal child, but that's not quite what we're saying.
Yeah, just normal in terms of their language. This is such a true testament to children develop differently at different rates and different developmental abilities. And it's so interesting to come across these cases where the child has not at all spoken for 3 years and all of a sudden they just blossom with language. By and large, if they're able to speak in complete sentences, they should be absolutely fine. The brain is much more resilient than we think it is. So in my opinion, as long as there's nothing else to sort of impede his speech or language development, he should be able to grow up and have normal language development.
It's funny, actually, because my best friend has twins, non-identical twins, and generally you kind of tend to feel that one dominates the other. These two are incredible. They're so much further forwards than most children of
age,
because they're constantly pushing. They are so different, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's not that, one's loud and one's shy.
Yeah.
It's literally that they're both fighting for attention all the time.
And it's interesting that you say that they pushed each other. You know,
massively.
They're constantly pushing each other in terms of their milestones.
So they really are very competitive.
Yeah.
And it's so strange because one looks exactly like the mum, blonde hair, same features, and the other one's dark hair, dark eyes.
Like dad. Wow, that's
fascinating. It's amazing to watch. Keep your messages coming in, 4001. We're moving on to talk about why sleeping routines are so important for children. And if you have an anxious child, do you have any questions that we can answer for you? What are the symptoms of an over-anxious child?